After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey folks, Sir Richard Wentworth. When you're ready to buy a car, True Car is changing car buying forever. Yes, True Car helps buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, True Car users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, and True Car users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the True Car mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the True Car certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. With True Car, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the True Car mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What? Love is so much. Why I'm yearning for your touch.
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janitor here in studio for the Love and Hip Hop New York After Show. Go ahead, Kenny.
And so
we got to do here.
Yeah.
Get him, girl.
I am joined in studio by the lovely Kenny Stradwick.
Hey guys, what's up?
Nicholas Sensei don't play game. And ladies and gentlemen, back from his amazing trip. We won't give that disclosed area. But it is Stephon, I am Warfire Wallace.
Welcome back. I got time today, cut.
He done got some big muscles. He cut his hair, y'all. You know he's ready. He came back to LA for the thirst traps.
Okay.
Stephon Thirst Trap, I am Warfire Wallace. And that is the sound from the syphilis from all the damn bitches he been hit.
Oh hey, my God.
Hey! Only talk about true. Syphilis on People in Love and Hip Hop. Let's not bring it to the table, right?
And just for the record, I do not have
He does
syphilis.
Not. He's clean.
Clearly.
Right? Everyone at the table is clean. We're actually going to get tested together.
I just got tested.
That's good.
I got tested December 29th.
Very good to go get tested.
Guys, Stephon got tested.
I wanted to start the year
so
off
he
right.
Smash.
Everything's clean.
Everything's good.
So, I'm opening up.
Right? Slide to Stephon's DMs.
The flashing number below, you guys can come at.
I am perfectly clean. Bye-bye, rubbers. Oh.
Stephon!
Is that why you were trying
joking.
To rush the moment?
I was joking.
Yes.
That's why he was trying to rush. He's like, guys, we have fans. They are trying to watch us right now. Stephon will never care. This motherfucker show up later than motherfucking period.
Okay. Well, he just came back.
All right. Speaking of period, Yandy doesn't have one because she's pregnant.
Yay!
Congratulations, Yandy. She, again, best place to tell anybody that you're pregnant. Go down to the basketball court.
Yeah.
You know, a little love and basketball.
That's cute.
Montage.
Yeah, a little moment.
She couldn't tell him at the house.
I'm just mad that, you know, she was like, probably had the kids. They went to Burger King. Or no, McDonald's, right? And she was like, oh, my stomach. So she walked across the street to 7-Eleven, went back to the McDonald's, did her little test, found out she was pregnant. Like, shit. So she went to the dollar store. She got the dollar store bag. Well, I'm wondering, because when he opened up that eyeglass case.
Yeah.
He probably thought it was some new frames.
He was like, yo, you got me a watch.
I thought it was a watch, first of all.
It looked like eyeglass case. And then it looked like when he opened it, like it was the wrapper from the McDouble.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You're terrible.
It's a double cheeseburger wrapper.
She tried to make it cute. With
she did. It was a thoughtful idea. It was a thoughtful idea. It, but I don't. They could have filmed anywhere though. So why they picked the basketball court was a little, I don't understand. But oh well.
Well, congratulations.
Love hip hop.
Yeah,
we love y'all. Congratulations. That's cute. Like, all right, moving on. Chrissy added her extensions in, and she
didn't look good.
It looked better than whatever.
It looked better. I mean, it did look better.
Street Raising Chronicle.
Right.
Girl with the dragon tattoo hair. Like. So she meets up with Rich Dollars.
Sinead O'Connor.
Here's a question. Why would you meet up with your man's
best
close
friend
and try to get tea out of them?
Like, he about to be honest.
Because it's Rich Dollars. If you're going to get tea out of anybody, you're going to get tea out of Rich Dollars, guys.
Well, like, no.
It's wrong. Yes, it's petty. However, you know Rich Dollars going to spill all the tea. That's why you go to Rich Dollars.
The only way you can find some tea from Rich Dollars is his eyes and the way he be talking. Yeah. You know, like, he just, you know, doing him, like, y'all good. You know what I'm saying?
Guy code.
Chrissy and Rich would actually be a cool couple. They're both like weird in like a cool
corny
way. Like, I like them both, but they're both, I'd just be looking at them both like, y'all are cartoons.
I would be mad at Rich. Guy code though, there's absolutely no way that you can go to another guy, or you should be able to go to another guy, and he spills any tea on the homie. That's nuts.
Well, my thing is, I'm just confused on, like, her standpoint. She coming up in this conversation like, you know, I'm doing great, you know, our relationship is everything. But it just seems like lately he has been acting up and I'm pissed off and actually things ain't good. Like, girl, just keep it real.
Like, just break up with him.
You're
like,
over
girls
here trying to, like, do the most.
I'm just
well,
sitting
why
here
break
like,
up? Not, that's too far, though, right?
What's too far? She said, I've never been happier. He treats me so good. But you know what? Lately we've been having issues. He treats you good when he's living in Atlanta and not around to fuck you. So basically, y'all's relationship is shit, except he lays it down pretty good, and that's what's keeping you around here. Because, bitch, now you off the damn pill.
Or
like,
that's just her
first
only
of all,
man.
50 years old,
like,
why are you taking the pill?
She probably don't need it.
Do people 50. Do that?
She that's probably just real. Had some hard living.
That's not real.
I really didn't mean to call her 50. That really just came out naturally.
She's like 47. No, she's a good 47, but
I'll give
women can have babies until dang, you till Mother Nature
white,
kicks in and puts it in another gear.
So she says,
and she probably wants a baby.
I'm just laughing because of the way you're looking at Jesse.
She said, you know,
I ain't white, so it's cool.
No, no, no.
She said, she got the Latina skin. Okay. She said, he's out here, but not around me. I know how quickly bitches can get in the bathroom and suck some dick quick. We know you know that.
Because girl, she's probably hired been him. One of them. Okay.
She hires
them. She's like, I know how these hoes work. I whip them into shape. I give them the ropes. You
I
know
love
that
Rich immediately was like, you know, he's an upstanding dude.
Yeah,
he's
of course.
He's one of the a model citizen.
What do you do?
He's a
shit?
Great father to all his kids. He's he votes. That, he said he tried to say anything he could to be like
he votes.
Everything. Anything. I was like, dang, Rich.
Jake, no!
That dirty.
He didn't show up last night because he was been waiting in line to vote first thing in the morning for the polls.
He's the most honest, straightforward.
The stripper polls
right.
Or the polls.
Honey, the I mean, polls. You know, I mean, the same polls Bill Clinton gave.
He said all that, but you know what was crazy is it's like it's almost like he gave it away, right? Because he said he would never do something like say he's in D.C. and really be in New Jersey.
Poor Rich.
And then he
see,
said
I
he was
you.
In D.C.
That's
and
crazy.
And he went to the club. And
Rich Dollars would tell all your
he
business.
He blew it, didn't he? Rich.
Tell all your business.
So Chink apparently went to the club with Jay De Niro. Now we see them in studio. And Chrissy. Well, well, well. Let's sound like the church lady. Well, well, well. What do we have here?
Mm-hmm.
A hustle and flow moment.
It is so funny.
So she's talking about, you were supposed to be out of town, but you out here in New York. I hear that G was supposed to go. And now, mind you, Jaden Arrow's like, I dropped money for this.
Right. She's like, excuse me, I'm not trying to fuck your man. So y'all can have this little situation, but I need to get paid.
Honey, I don't think he was trying to fuck her. I'm looking at Jaden Arrow like...
Yeah.
Well, Jaden was she on? She was on another one of these.
She was the baddest in the room, you know what I'm saying? So she's just like,
with nobody
me,
in the room.
Right.
No.
Well, I'm just saying in that triangle.
No. Honey, in the studio time, you can't
fuck them. I would fuck the microphone before I would fuck anybody. I'd be rubbing on that microphone line.
You can't.
You wouldn't catch me in a room with any of them.
Studio time is long hours. You can't put anything past anybody after like 4 hours of working together.
Ain't nobody giving Chink no buns. I'm sorry.
Chink
ain't giving the buns.
Chink lined up his goatee. I think Chink, he was doing all right.
Wait, hold up. Chink looked better this episode than he did the first time. He looked like a new Chink. I was like, oh, he may not shoot me.
My but she wouldn't give him no buns, though.
I should.
Yeah, ain't nobody giving Chink no buns.
They no fucking get all the way down with that. If she is paying, motherfucker, get my shit correct. Yeah. I am paying for this session. Ain't no bullshit. Y'all can talk
I'm not trying to deal with menopause up in here.
Like. Yeah, like she over here really going through.
She's like, I didn't mean to get in the middle of something. They're like, well, you in the middle.
Like, girl, I have some model in my bag.
And the only thing that was fucked up about the situation and that he told her that she was in D.C., but he was really at the club. Like, you know, fuck all these bitches, because if he gonna get some, he gonna get some Chrissy. Sorry, but at the end of the day, he should have been mad about that instead of him like, oh, and you going to the club? Like, bitch, just
she was mad
to you.
She was mad because he was in town, didn't tell her. Right. He was in town for a few days. If this weren't Chrissy and this were somebody in a real relationship, if this were any MNDCs, we would be like, yeah, that's messed up, man. But that's because she had the bad weave and now, you know, we feel some kind of way.
No.
She is just that old school lady. Remember back in the day, somebody grandma would tell you stories about how Uncle Granddad was down the street over old sassy Jessie Mae's house, and she walked her butt down there and cussed all of them out. That's Chrissy.
But they always stay together.
They always stay together. That's just what she is. She's that Chrissy. Old school lady.
No. I didn't like how high pitched her voice got. What was that about?
Her
voice went to a different. Because
that's
seen,
her man. She's talking about her. She's talking about her feelings.
She's talking about him coming home to her.
Right.
Like, first of all, y'all didn't sign the lease together, okay? You're letting him live with you, so.
She's like, you
can have
home.
A choice if he wants to come over or not.
That was a slick remark for her to be like, that's fine, we'll deal with this when you come home. Well, bitch, he ain't been there for the past week,
right.
So what made you think now that
he
you came
come
up
home
here
right.
causing a stink, honey? He gonna be a Jay De Niro.
Right. Right.
But
yeah.
Y'all know what? Y'all know she gonna cook when he get there.
You know
she gonna cook when he get
dick right she off and
like, you hungry?
She cooking in the booty shorts. That's what
hungry.
It is, though, just in case.
Give some of the puff powder. You know what I mean? Be like,
ew.
Ew. All right, moving on.
That was something I did not want to see. I think I just became blind.
I really just imagine them doing that.
Ew.
I think he knocks it out for real,
okay.
though.
Yeah, but like, it's imagine just... him knocking that out.
Chrissy probably a freak.
Imagine everything.
That'd be like taking a black bag just pounding these walls down. Like, that ain't cute.
Chrissy is probably a freak in them sheets.
She probably a sloppy freak, too.
She probably a freak. Chrissy probably be going crazy in the bed.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know she does.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like that bitch. She probably like, he wants to, he'd be like, yes, to put this in. She'd be like, put the whole thing in.
Yeah.
Okay, this is not after dark, whatever.
And I'm
going to
put this
just,
in while you do that.
Like,
and we going to work
really
like 40.
I really don't want to be thinking about these two really different
Chrissy's got, Chrissy's like, got the babe, anal beads babe, and the whole wop.
Babe, call Rich over.
Rich Dallas.
They're watching the porn. The anal beads are in. He's hitting it. Like,
I can't
Chrissy's
with
doing
this
the whole
right
lot.
Now. Oh
and the
God.
Reason Chrissy wasn't wearing these tracks for the past few days is he'd pull them back. She had to get away
she
from this.
All natural.
I cannot.
What's her dog's name? She'd be like, just put her in there too.
She knows how this goes.
Guys, I can't. I'm sorry. We're moving on. So Erica goes
how
and meets up
here?
With her mom. Right. We're going to, let's keep it, you know. Erica goes and meets up with her
no
mom.
There's no way we can keep it PG anymore.
Well, we can't
it
after this comment. Erica talking about, mom, my career's doing good.
Your face when that happened. I was dying.
I mean, yes, her career is going good with all the crazy shit she has to do. You know, pour
rock
champagne.
Star Erica.
Like, her rock star style.
Well,
like, it's doing very well.
Is this true or not, though? 10 to 30 G's a month?
No. Anyone that's going from 10 to 30 G's, that's a big spread of numbers.
10 to 30 G's a month on the clothing line?
10 to 30 G likes on Instagram, it does not equate to money.
What are the clothes?
That's what I want to see.
What are they?
I mean, it's probably t-shirts with just like her on it.
Steven, are we open live in the chat?
Yeah.
All right, can we ask anybody, can we get some actual picture of, like, Erica Mena's clothing line, y'all in the chat? Tweet them at us. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J, Canelia.
At Canelia.
At Since They Don't Play.
I Am More Fire.
Send us all of this stuff that Erica be doing working on. I want to know. I want to see the products. I want to know pricing.
And
I
we ain't
know,
talking like, about her popping bottles in no club.
No, I want to see the clothing line. That's all I care about.
While we on that, thank you to those people who sent the video out of Erica doing that video shoot. That was awesome.
Mind you, I didn't click that.
What video was this?
I watched the entire
I
video.
I didn't get any video. I didn't receive any video.
Let's respect Erica. I watched the entire video from start to finish.
How long was it, Stefan?
It was about 4.5 minutes. Thank you.
Great, I didn't receive any
video.
What was
she doing?
Did you get a video?
She was doing. It's a video. It's a music video.
Oh, okay.
But she does. She is almost. Yeah, she's nude. Yeah, most of the time. So thank you yet again.
There you go.
For Erica's.
So, Rockstar Erica, you know, one thing, again, I'm going to keep going back to this that I will say about Erica that I do respect about her is all the stuff that she gets out there in the media about her and however she comes off the show, her child is not involved.
Ever. Yeah.
And so I really do like that. And, you know, here's my thing, though. I love that she wants her son to have the best, you know, life and give him all these things. And she said, in it, you know, any way for me to, you know, get my son to have that life is important to me. And I'm just like, girl, like, you could have, like, got a temp job and, like, went to school. Like, there are other ways you should have.
She ain't cut out for that, though.
She could have gotten a real estate.
I don't know. She seems like she'd be a really good saleswoman.
She could do a real
estate.
She's
a boss.
She has that personality. She could do real estate. And, it, you know, because especially with men, you have a male client, a male-based clientele.
Right here in Beverly
Hills.
They'll
see the house just because it's her showing the house. If they like the house, as long as she knows her business and knows how to close
the deal. I mean, but let's just be real. We're in 2015.
This is the name of the game
like,
now.
Bitches are hosting clubs just by having naked photos on their Instagram. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's just be real. Like, this is how some bitches are really making their money. Like, this is how they're getting their bags. This is that they might be having to put out a little bit of pussy to get these bags and stuff and to get these, like, you know,
so
promo gigs. But, I mean, this is how
but you know what I realize,
like,
though? That's it's only sad to certain people. It's only sad to certain people. Some people really be looking like, oh, y'all are mad. You're a hater. Like,
no,
I care about her life.
Like,
and, like,
I
don't want her out there doing certain things. Right. Like, as a human being,
like,
from one human to the other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to hate. You know what I mean? I know I talk about syphilis, the bumps, and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, and I just try to make light of it. Because I watch this show and I just be really worrying about some people, like...
No, I mean, Instagram really scares me because it's like, okay, like the other day, you know, when dudes would be like, oh, send me a sexy photo. Like, first of all, like, you're not going to get me up in the mirror. Like,
we know what happened with
the cloud. Like, getting up in the mirror, like, hey, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel awkward just even trying to do something like that. Like, there's just no time. There's just
Dudes just straight up say, send me a sexy photo.
They won't say sexy. They'll say, send me a pic.
Right. And when you send them,
like, a regular one with you and, like, just, like, you know, a full sweater.
Anytime anybody asks me that, send me a pic. Here's my Instagram. Go check it out. That's where my photos be posted.
Follow me. All right. So I love Erica. Right. Erica's mom said, "Look, both of you girls need to want it in order to fix it. But right now, she's like, Erica, you do not need a relationship." Real talk. Appreciate that, Mama. So Sin meets up with Rhonda, who Rhonda apparently worked with the girls on the clothing line, and. Sin says she hasn't seen any money from the clothing line. Rhonda says
says
that Erica said that Rhonda stole $30,000. She said, "Well, bitch, the clothing line makes about $10,000 to $30,000 a month, so I don't want anything to do with Miss Mena."
Mm-hmm.
Well, she don't want to do anything with her because Mena's messy. That's not the first time we've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like it's kind of typical of her.
Yeah, she said $10,000 to $30,000 a month, but I was only getting paid $1,500 a month, and it wasn't like I was doing all the work. So I should have been getting a bigger cut. So I just took my money.
I mean, how long has this clothing line been open? Like $10,000 to $30,000 a month. You're banking some pretty cute.
Oh my goodness! I mean, you making six figures a year Just off the clothes.
Mm. Yeah.
What?
I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah. Shout out to my little niece out there.
Rhonda couldn't keep track of her.
She got a little clothing line. Shout out to
her situation.
What's it called?
Barbie's Only or something like that.
Barbie's Only? That's cute.
I got to look it up.
Oh. All right. Sin and Erica, they meet up with each other. Sin calls her out about the clothing line. Now, in the one-on-one, if I was to put my judgmental shades on, I felt like Erica was guilty.
I felt like
Erica was trying to be really defensive and be like,
and she'd be lying, she'd just be looking up in the air like,
yep.
She's such a dude. That's how you can tell.
She really is.
She has
She manipulates everything, and at the end she just twisted it back on her. Like,
loving you was beneficial for me? Well, now, wait. Like, that was just a backhanded so many different things, because you can take that so many ways. Like, you were trying to make it sound some sort of cute, like, I didn't use you to be with you. But then it's like, loving you was beneficial for me. Like,
she
it kind of sounds
to
like...
She just say something about loving you. Right. And then that gets in her head, like, oh, she loved me. Port. Like, goodbye.
They were boring this week.
A little bit. I did want to say, though, you know, we got a chance to see Sonia, which is Erica's mom. And Sonia made a few comments that lets you know how and where Erica comes from.
Oh, for sure.
I was like, man, she was talking about, I've been through more than you even know. When, like, Sonia, what have you done? Because she knows what Erica's done.
Right, I mean, we've all do.
She goes,
right.
She's like, just take care of yourself.
She like, you think you done did something?
Stay clean.
Wrap it up.
Just stay
clean.
Take care of yourself.
That's where I messed up. So just clean. I never got this grill fixed, but you know, because her grill was for real
3D.
For real done. But then what mom says, you're a hustler. You're a hustler.
But I mean, hustler, you know, but, like, I we talk about Peter Gunn's age.
A young mom.
You know, a young mom is going to be like, you're a hustler. Like, you be out here. You know how to get that.
You know, she be doing her club. She be just, you know, she be really on point all the time.
The thing is
partying and
I don't
shit.
Know.
If you look at a lot of hustlers, like, they can
but
be very
yeah,
positive if they're doing hustling good shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hustle Herbalife. Like, don't hustle pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah,
be out here.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't like the word hustle because
they done got you in the pyramid.
I personally just don't like the word hustle.
I didn't either.
I just feel like the word hustle just means so many different ways that you shouldn't be getting money.
Right.
When you say hustling, like, it just to me it just sounds fake and fraud.
You don't say that to your daughter. I don't think
you can at least say I'm out here getting money. Like, don't say you're out here hustling.
It's cultural.
Like,
the word hustling is cultural because to certain people and certain groups and demographics, the word hustling is used as you get money or you working. That's just how they're not saying it like it to cheapen it. That's just like you hustling.
Well, that's
you out here hustling.
Yeah, that's just
it's cultural.
We're doing demos.
Rick
Ross is not even that serious.
We're moving on.
To someone whose mother should show up, Peter Guns and Amina. So he's sitting here trying to create a plan. This was just like, I can't even believe this was put on television. But so Peter is trying to convince Amina that he has to go do a photo shoot for this energy drink. Now, Peter... This is the thing, like, he just remind me of somebody to a T, and I'm just looking like, y'all don't think about, like, when you make up a lie, like, there has to be a follow-through. So, you're gonna come back from here, there's gonna be no pictures, there's gonna be no energy drink, and then there's gonna be no money. So it's like, I get the idea of making the lie up in the moment, because it's like, a little kid, like, let me just make up something so that way, abracadabra, it's the problem's gone.
Right.
But then you're not thinking about the problem ahead in advance. So she says, no, Peter, all you do is lie to me. He said, well, babe, why don't you look at the positive side of that? I don't like telling people no.
Is that not genius, though?
No, that is not genius. That's retarded.
For her mind.
I really
mind.
Have no words.
Huh?
He's genius for her. She's so simple.
No, it has nothing to do about him being a genius. It has to do with the fact that this poor girl, culturally, or wherever she was raised, she grew up with Dr. Seuss characters or something where nobody hurts nobody, nobody lies to nobody, everyone got friends. Yeah. If you ain't got a friend, you meet somebody, they might be your friend. Yeah. Like, Amina needs to just change her life for him.
Look, at this point, Amina has been in New York. She's only known Peter. You know, now she has herself in this situation where I mean, the only person she really has, realistically, is
now
Peter.
Erica Mena.
So, you know, she's over here just trying to make things work. I mean, that's the only person she knows. That's the only person she's been with. So at this point, it's like, you know what I'm saying? She's here because she has nowhere else to go.
I mean, I get why she's here, but so, I'm just sitting here looking like...
She's afraid to do shit.
I think she knows more people than we think, though. Think about it. She was in the music industry. She was in the music industry. They might not be her friends, but she at least knows people. So she shouldn't... How are you even in the music industry and you this naive?
Right.
This is
right.
Like, you're in the one of the dirtiest businesses out, and you this naive?
Well, honestly,
I mean, I don't understand.
I honestly really want to come to the conclusion that they just got married for the green card. Honestly, because I'm just looking at this like, how is it okay for Tara to ever go on a trip? How is it okay for Peter to really be on here? Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I've had some dumb exes, but like... I would like to believe that they're not stupid, that stupid enough to be, know that cameras are walking around. You're sitting here creating plans and like, knowing this is going to come on TV. Yeah. Your child is going to see this one day. Not only just your child, all fucking 12 of them are going to watch this and be like, oh, my dad's a fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
Like, he's really out here playing these women, like, trying to be, oh, babe. Like, and it's just, they all of these guys use the same thing. Like, baby, I'm just really missing you out here. Like,
ew!
You sound like that machine. Like, what one's? What's the excuse going to be this time? Like,
oh my god, I have no time.
That eight ball that you shake up.
Yeah, like
he likes it, and they let him do it.
That's my thing.
They let him do this. They do.
He's frozen in time from like when he was 19,
whatever that song was. That's the song.
He's frozen in time there, and all the things that he said back then. He still says now as a grown 40-some-year-old man, and everybody goes for it somehow. It all still works. So he never has a change. And I'm thinking with Amina, she's so innocent and so sweet, and I always feel so bad for her because even her her vocals.
Amina?
Yeah.
I mean, now she's trying to lower her stress, you know? Damn, like, he over here really, like...
But at what point is the city just too much for her? What, right?
She like, should go home.
At what point when you fucking get knocked up by some dude who's fucking got another family?
That is unforgivable.
Like, crossing home. Red flag! You're pregnant, bitch.
Your family should embrace you back. Where's she from, Canada or something?
Well, her sister was there last week. Yep. And, you know, she should just go home.
Take her back,
just
yes.
Just go home. It's
I don't want her to hurt anymore.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just go home.
Enough of the pain
and
for her.
And then it's like, you know, how dare he? I mean, we'll get into predictions, but I'm going to just bring it up now. Because how dare he really go to her after Tara says no through everything and say, I want to be with you. Like, I choose us. Like,
how does he say that? The same way he's sitting here and said he's going for an energy drink. First of all, Amina, this is how dumb she is. What energy company wants Peter Guns?
Real talk.
Does that look like the face of somebody who got a lot of energy?
Out of Trinidad.
No, he just looked tired.
He just shot at some island. Oh, yeah, we're going to Trinidad, Tobago.
Yeah, for this energy drink.
Peter Guns is a piece of shit. I'm sorry to say.
He is.
No, really, though. Really, though.
Like, him and Nico should go on an island somewhere.
Honestly,
can we put him and Nico on an island somewhere?
I just feel like he doesn't have feelings. He doesn't have feelings.
No.
Like, he's so numb. He's numb.
I'm telling you, these dudes are the same. I'm telling you. Fucking twin. They are so hurt by something that... It's a problem that they've been thinking about for years and years and years, and they're so hurt by it. And instead of being a man, Tara had the best thing at the end. She said, I want a man that's ready to grow up.
Yeah.
You're replaying these things, and you keep bouncing from all these women because you're trying to fill that void. And instead of saying, you know what? The void is fucking me.
Yeah.
I've been sitting here trying to create all these families, but I've never worked on myself. I've never actually said no to pussy. Oh, it's my weakness. Well, you're a grown-ass fucking man. You're Achilles heel, bitch. You ain't Greek, so get the fuck out of here with your fucking excuses.
Yeah.
Every single week you got an excuse to play these women, put the blame on everyone else. You sitting up here talking about, I think the right thing to do is to be with Tara and my two boys. Well, what about the bitch you just knocked up and the child you're about to have?
Your wife.
Almost in labor. She's just outside of labor. It ain't even...
That she left for the energy drink commercial.
She's your wife.
Bitch, and you out here at Sandals with Tara talking about, you know, we went on a vacation and it's for the kids. It's not about us. It's for the kids. But Ben, Tara, you out here half naked in your carnival outfit.
With her carnival
your kids
outfit
can't get no shells or nothing. Your like, kids can't get no maraca. Wow. You know what I mean? Like,
they got carnival outfits for kids.
They didn't have the boys.
I know. They have
Tara,
nothing
naked.
They
could have had some beads on or something.
That bitch just want to feel like Rihanna or something. Like, get your life. Peter calls Amina while Tara's out shaking her thing, talking about, I miss you, I'm all right, you know, it's hard to enjoy it without you here, creating this huge lie about, yeah, I gotta go to this dinner meeting tonight, you know, just boring stuff, babe, like, mind you, he's getting his slob knob, like, I can't,
no,
like,
I mean, at this point, when they had the conversation, I really feel
Amina's
like,
I mean, throwing up at home knowing, like, yeah, you're with another bitch.
Well, yeah, and then I feel like Tara, after the conversation with Peter,
I don't believe Tara. You do? You really believe it?
At that point, I felt so much pain from her.
So much
pain.
To be
honest, like, I really felt her pain. Now, of course, she still loves him, whatever. But, I mean, everything she said, how would you be able to forgive a man who married somebody and you've been with a man for 13 years and you have his kids? How could you really forgive somebody who's
the same
now
way she forgave him for 13 years and he had all those kids in between?
I think she'll go back on what she's saying,
of
but
course.
I do.
She wanted to get it out. She wanted to express herself.
Yeah.
I know.
She wanted to share her feelings.
No, there's
that's
no
so
way.
She wanted to be heard. She knew the camera was there and she didn't want to look like a weak bitch.
No, at this
but
point, she's done.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think she's done because
I would love to believe it.
I think she's done in knowing that Peter's not going to change. However, I don't think she's done with trying to win this situation. Mm. The fact that
like
he proposed
situation.
Yep, and married what's her name before her, even though she was together longer, it seems like she feels like she lost. So now she feels like she has to win something. So I don't think she's really thinking that her and Peter are going to have this happy life. But I do think she'll kind of keep staying around or doing something to see if he'll leave her for her so she can finally win again.
I mean, well, he basically
was opening
that up right now.
But no, I think she wants it to be like him, like crawl, like a fight, him crawling back, fighting for her.
He's not going
to
do that.
Like show up at the airport, like.
He's not going to do that.
He's not going to do that.
So she's going to keep one foot in and one foot out.
How painful was the rant, though, she went on?
No, before that, the most, honestly, watching Peter call Amina from down there was, that was one of the most disgusting things I've seen on television. Like, just a shit. That kind of shady ass news, like, that's real shit. That really is real shit.
Yeah, he's shitty for that.
But you know what? She's watching it.
He is.
So the true test of it now is, yeah, he was, you know, he's a dirtbag. But Amina, are you still around? Because you see what he did.
Well, where do you go? The baby is literally coming out of your uterus. Where do you go right now?
Go?
So does that mean that you literally are physically sick and have to put up with him? You know what I mean? Like
something.
You don't. She doesn't
you can't
have
cut him right
to.
Where
off.
Do you go? You go to
why
Home
not?
Depot and you change the fucking locks on the door from when he comes back from his energy drink commercial.
With the baby,
you take your butt back home.
Sure the fuck will. Bye. Go with Tara and your kids, and I'll take care of
this. I think that's easier said than done.
It is easier said than done.
It is easier said than done. But if you want to, you either want to get cheated on or you want to not get cheated on. It's either or.
Can your family come and get you, please? I would love to
bitch,
watch
Kim Michelle? Kim Michelle need to come up on the air and be like, can't change a man.
Kim Michelle don't want nothing to do with this mess.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so Amina's getting the final touches for the nursery.
Damn,
then we see
Amina.
Now, you know, because the trip was all about the boys, you would think Peter would have slept in the bed with them.
No, he had his booty and leg, his left leg out of the sheet, okay? He didn't even have the comforter completely on. He had a full outfit and shoes on in the bed. Like, good night.
He didn't stay until they went to sleep. You know, he stayed there until the boys go to sleep.
No,
he didn't even go to sleep. They were still awake. He was like,
he's like, y'all
go.
Shut up now. And he slipped out the room fully dressed.
They didn't go to sleep after the book. He's like, fuck.
My thing is I hope the kids didn't hear the conversation.
Oh,
like,
they hurt.
Those kids Talk know too loud. Much. Yeah. After last week, seeing his son be like, Dad, your side chick.
There go our other mama.
Right.
I don't like... Well, so Tara comes out as though Peter was, like, secretly setting the
like
table.
Like, this was Beauty and the Beast or something. Like, Gaston,
where was
she, like, get your fucking life.
He went and took the kids. And what was she doing? Like, she's getting made up and getting ready for it.
Get you, like, it was Beauty and the Beast, though, for real, because he was looking, his face was looking melted. Like,
somebody
No, Peter,
say,
Peter Guns is definitely a piece of shit. I have to now.
Moments like this are why I loved him.
What she said? Rihanna Williams said, y'all see how greasy Peter Guns got at the end? His face was literally melting off. It was. He was hella greasy. He's like, he was greasy.
That's the sweat that's coming up, you know, trying to think his way through. Because he don't have many thoughts. He don't have, he's only got like five.
Across.
No, he's got five statements. So he's like, damn, I said the third one already? She ain't, that ain't work.
Y'all really, have y'all noticed that Peter did not say, I'm sorry?
He don't think he's done anything wrong.
He didn't even at least say, you know what? I am so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Listen,
I don't even think he listens.
No. I'll bring this next week, but I read the breakdown of a sociopath and to a T. No emotion, zero feelings.
For
the girl in front of him, the girl back in the States.
He used the same exact line for Amina at the beginning of the episode for Tara at the end. She said, how do you want the best for me when you gave me trash? Babe, doesn't the good outweigh the bad?
In the same episode.
The issue is you don't love me and you don't love me the way I loved you. I can't accept a child from you. I have to move on without you. You did not stop, Peter! You did not stop!
You did not stop.
It's so true.
I'll do whatever it takes.
It is true. But she wasted... People like that, you can't argue. You don't... People like that are more affected when you stop talking to them completely.
Yep. Period. Yep.
People like that, you're like, oh, cool. And just don't answer the phone. Don't text. Don't respond. Nothing. Don't knock. Don't answer
disappear.
The door. You have to disappear on them because that right there hurts them more than you telling them what they did. They can't handle people leaving and abandonment. All she got to do is stop talking to him. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just for a little while, stop talking to him.
Yeah, because she's got to take back control. Mm-hmm. She has zero control. He always feels like, I don't believe you. Whatever. I think you still... Yeah, straight up.
His excuse, instead of saying, I'm sorry, he said, show me a man that doesn't cheat or lie. Hi.
Yeah.
I mean, they're out there.
Some of them. I don't anymore.
There's a few.
I'm rehab.
I
just want to stop you guys real quick.
What's going on over there?
Sarah tweeted at me the her crap.
What?
Yeah, she said, at SNE_77, thank you. She sent us the her.
There's a website. Okay.
There's a website.
Nice.
For her line.
Are they cute?
You know, I'm not mad at the top.
As long as, hey.
But like I told
Erica
you.
Is Erica modeling all of the outfits?
No, they have another girl.
But she's on most of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's just basic stuff.
And it's not expensive.
Everything is $25 to $30. Here we go.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can look at it.
So if everything is $25 to $30, they have to sell about 10,000 pieces.
It looks like Hot Miami style type shit.
Yeah, like stuff you get it like Pretty Girl.
Right. Rainbow.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kay, Christine, and
Sarah.
I want a man to grow up and control yourself. All right, we're done talking about that.
Well, you need a new man.
You need to stop going for Peter Guns.
Tara can have the life that she wants. And the sad thing is she doesn't seem to understand that. Tara, you can have the man that you want who treats you right, is there for your kids, but it's not Peter.
I can see in her future that she will have a good man.
Him.
Yeah, a lot of these girls, though, and this is probably for another whole nother show, but I don't think they feel like they can get another guy after they've had kids and gone through that whole thing. I think they feel like they might not be
situations like worthy that can make a girl very insecure and really cut her down, like her confidence. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to her, it's like, am I really beautiful? Am I really, like, you go through these thought processes, like, why is he doing these things to me? Something has to be wrong with me. Mm-hmm. When really you have to think, no, there's literally just something wrong with him.
Yeah, yeah.
You're beautiful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, girls, you know, it's hard to get that confidence back from being emotionally drained and beat up from somebody who doesn't give a fuck and doesn't have emotion.
Okay, role model.
No, that shit's real. That's why, girl, you always have to have confidence.
Well, girl, what we need to send some confidence over to Miss D. Straw.
Uh-oh.
I mean, she had enough confidence, honey.
Can we talk about D. Straw?
She gave herself a nickname,
dude. And by D. Straw, what is that? Like, your dick sucking name? Like... Anyway, so Diamond Cisco, you know, whatever, he tells her about the 6-year-old son, and she goes,
six month year old.
Last week. So she says, that's what you do to me? We not starting shit. Who's the dumb bitch? You still love the bitch? You dumb, you cheated on me. Oh, so you definitely that fucking that hoe over me? D-Straw's done fucking with you. There's no coming back from this.
Why does she talk like she is in a freestyle rap battle?
No, she talks like she's in from Def Jam Vendetta.
Freestyle Fridays.
D-Straw was a character on Def Jam Vendetta. I'm telling you.
Yo.
If Love and Hip Hop came out with a video game, D-Straw would be the Lil' Kim version of it.
You know, I'm just mad.
Her fighting stance would be like,
I'm just mad that she was going that hard when y'all know she about to end up back with him into a situation.
Exactly.
Like,
this bitch looked like she's acting. Like, I'm just saying, Cisco looked like he always confused. Like,
it's such overacting to the point
overboard.
Of, it's so soap opera, like. She's going so hard to be something, like she created her own brand forcing it down our throats. Like, yo.
Like Diamond won online voting category to make it on Love and Hip Hop.
Listen,
like,
we'll keep you for the season. Somebody should tell her that. You're all right for the rest of the season. You know what I'm saying? Like, she thinks her job is in jeopardy every week.
No, I agree with that. I'm worried she's going to get pregnant again just to keep a kid on.
Well, being in a rap cipher ain't going to get you.
From Peter Gunn.
This isn't a cipher. Calm down. She'd be like, yo, the streets is tight. Like, what are you doing?
Yo, she goes way. Somewhere. It's too much.
Her diamond chain swinging.
I can't even understand Cisco.
All night.
Like, I'm looking at his face and I'm watching him look at her and he's like, I can't get to the level that I barely like you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I came to LA, I beat it up, we went to the Beverly Center.
Yeah.
You came to New York, all of a sudden I had to put you in my homeboy's house because my baby mama's house where I live, you can't stay there certainly. I'm like, I barely like you, but whatever. So I'm going along with it.
Goes and meets up with her mom, and she says, nothing has worked out as I planned. You think?
But she still want to stay there.
She says she's laughing because she's embarrassed. Her mom says, what are you going to do out here? I want to stay and get myself together. I want to make a name for myself in modeling out here. And when I'm settled, I will reach out for my Lisa. Who lied to this girl that she's going to have a modeling career?
Poor my Lisa, guys.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to shade Diamond. Diamond is a very pretty girl, but I'm just sitting out here like I know New York. She's pretty. She's cute. I'm not mad at the way Diamond looks, but what I'm gonna say is I know New York. I know the modeling industry. I'm looking like, girl, who are you gonna model for? Like Conway.
You know, if she has anything, it's probably LA is her best market. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
She's shorter. She has, you know.
She could hit up Erica Mena and model.
She's a famous daddy.
She could hit up Erica Mena and model her clothing line. She could fit that. She can get a couple jobs.
She don't need to be out here. But
New York is way more. All I'm trying to say, New York is way more strict than LA.
My thing is just this, though. You're on national. Now, I understand you probably did not move out to New York for some dick. I get that. As Jesse Janity, I get you did not move to New York to fuck Cisco. But. Because honestly, she only out there because she want to be on this show.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
But you are putting yourself on national television to make it look like you're so thirsty. You traveled across America to get some fucking dick. Left your daughter over here talking about I'm going to start my career, like, and you don't have one.
And didn't tell the dude you was coming.
And then I'll
send for my Lisa.
You showed up. You didn't even tell the dude you was coming.
She did.
Your mom said only a crazy person would. Only a crazy
and he's,
person.
And what he said? Well, I mean.
Yeah, he's like, I mean, what do you want?
That's the man that you want, girl. He said, well, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe he said that to her mom.
I can't either, but I mean, real talk though.
Mom was like, you know, she
you need to leave her alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he was saying
she gonna call Daryl. Y'all listen, if we get a Daryl Strawberry cameo, I will be the happiest person.
He's gonna be like, no, I'm the real
on the planet, right? We get a Daryl Strawberry cameo.
We done got it all.
Right.
Season, we
Teddy Riley out here in the streets. Daryl Strawberry.
Daryl Strawberry, do not, don't you dare come out of your church and go on Love and Hip Hop.
No, he need to come out
I'd
the church.
I'd be so upset.
Maybe he can change it.
Daryl Strawberry, come on, man. Come on.
We need
dude.
A little prayer on the.
Come on.
We need the Holy Spirit to come up.
Please,
all right,
Daryl.
So Cisco meets up with Diamond's mom. Awkward. Yeah. And And what Cisco wants to fuck her. He's like, you know, when I showed up and I... What are you unbuttoning for?
That t-shirt. Like, what are you going to do, Cisco? I can't.
You going to knock down the moms?
She don't want him. Oh. He fucked up, yo.
No, he's more fucked up. And then all of a sudden, she's giving him all these, you know, explain, like, why is my daughter not living with you? Why is my daughter saying this? Why is my daughter this? He's like, well, you know, the thing is, like... I have trust issues.
Gotta get the violin out.
You know, I was my mother abandoned me at a really young time. And the mom's just sitting there like, no one gives a fuck. Like, this is some bullshit.
She didn't go for it at all.
Oh, she knew that that was all just a front.
She like, Daryl ran better game than you.
She was probably sitting there like, I know all this. She's looking at him like, I know this. That's why you are the way you are. My question is why is you doing this to my daughter?
Yeah.
Where's the better pussy?
Oops.
And so, yeah, the whole crazy thing happened and that she's going to get herself together. She said, I hear you, but I don't feel you.
Yeah. Basically, shut your ass up.
Yo, she's a little gangsta, though.
I mean, she's just real.
Yeah.
I fuck with the mom.
I like it. Yeah, I'm with it.
I love her.
I like Miss Strawberry.
Like, she didn't break mom at all at any point. Mom yeah. There was not a moment where she was like, oh, well, nope. It was like, no.
And
I'm telling
end.
You, and you don't right. want me. I was like... Yo, to the end. Right, to the end.
She's like, I've dealt with several of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Your type.
Yep.
I want Cisco mom to come and see what's going to go down. Get celebrity
Lord.
Death match.
No. I love the end when she was just like, well, I'm asking you to. And so. If you don't do it, there's going to be some issues.
And on that note, let's head to predictions.
Only a crazy person. But that's your daughter. She's the crazy person.
I kind of don't even think she's crazy. I think she's just doing this because she thinks to be on a reality show, you have to act.
That's why you don't let fans on the show.
I'm going to send for my Lisa. Yeah, right. We don't believe you.
My
Lisa is now your mother's property.
Mm-hmm. But that's probably an okay thing, though.
Yeah.
It's probably
her
a better
mom
thing.
Yeah. Definitely show my Lisa the right way.
It's never okay. You're raised by your grandma. Anyway, all right.
Next week, we get Cisco. And we see
and the Cookie Monster.
His baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at Diamond Light Girl. I don't think you got anything to worry about.
Mm-hmm. I'm not bad.
But, I mean, you know, love is love. Love, what did you say? Love is blind.
It'll take over your mind. Sweet said, worthy.
I'm just interested in what the issues were. I'm interested to see what the issues were. Like, maybe she's the one that hurt him.
I'm interested to see how you go back to put another baby in that.
Honey, it was a drunk.
Like I
it
said,
was a drunk night.
Like I said, we don't know their issues.
Cold night in New York.
Some people are
ain't
just
nothing
nice
else
people.
In New York.
Have you seen Cisco?
No. First of all, motherfuckers are lazy. Like, if it's snowing outside and it's the closest thing, they'd be like, I only got to put my house slippers on.
What?
Cisco was wearing a pair of K-Swiss like 2 episodes ago. Oh, we got to stop acting like he out
and the
here killing
top.
It. Right.
He had the Carl Canai joint on.
He was just wearing K-Swiss. Like, let's keep it real, guys. Oh. Come on.
Sin's the new face of Rich Doll's Liquor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm with it because I like Sin.
Yeah, I like Sin too. I appreciate it. Now she's going to get some coin of her own. Erica's going to get mad. A little salt.
Salty.
And then we get Peter tells Amina that, babe, as she's in the hospital bed, I mean, like.
And she knows the truth.
But you know what? Again, that's her fault. You should kick him out the room then. You know, she doesn't have to listen to this.
Right.
She's
innocent. This is her husband, and she's having their baby.
Yeah, I mean.
Can't kick him out.
Right.
Yes, he's just running that. Peter Guns is a piece of shit for real. Like, he's got zero conscience. That's real.
It and is real.
I chose
it's
you.
Scary.
I chose you knowing full well that Barbados was a few days ago.
Yeah. And she said, no, you didn't. You just saying it because she didn't
want
you.
And Tara said no. Like,
no, he's the dude that somebody's... He messed with the chick that had the big brother that whooped his ass. He never go through that.
No.
Seriously.
But my thing is this, you know, because I watched that. You see that Sorority Sisters, the debate, the discussion, or whatever it was. I'm so irritated with these shows. Like, you know, you guys put yourselves on television, and you come off a very specific way. You know that you come off this way. And then you get upset with people for feeling this way about you. So it's like with the Sorority Sisters, with Love and Hip Hop, it's like you put 12 episodes of pure trash together. And then you expect us as viewers to be like, oh my God, no, like Peter totally takes care of the kids. Like,
did you watch last episode? It was like so amazing. Like,
and then you at the end you put together, like, you know what I mean? Like, we try to sum it all up in one episode. But it's like you fed us bullshit the whole 12 episodes. You fed us pure trash. So when I went to Peter Gunn's Instagram and I see it's all about his kids and he looks like this great stand-up father, it's like, where's the translation of that? Why are we seeing, you know, you on television destroying these women, destroying your children's mentality, because they are going to grow up and they are going to see this and people are going to feed these things to them and they will be affected by it, whether you want to say you're a great dad or doing whatever you're doing. The actions that you're putting on television are going to be there forever. And that's where I come at with all of these jokes and all of that, because it's just really crazy to me. Mm-hmm. It's really crazy to me that people are really out here just selling themselves for $15 for 15 minutes of fame so you can go to fucking Sandals and shit. Like, I'm just done.
I host a few parties in Iowa.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's sad. And on that note, I want to thank y'all for tuning in.
Yep.
I really did. No, I'm just kidding. You guys can tune in next week. Hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Me at Canelia.
At Since They Don't Play.
At I Am More Fire.
Until next week, same time, same fucking place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.